Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hey, everybody. How's it going today? This is Heather Nichols, and holy crap. I'm excited for this show. I'm really excited for this show. We're going to be talking today about creating from turn on. And this is a topic that has been really up in my world, alive in my world, juicy in my world for a while. I did part one, actually, of this topic in December when nobody had a body and everybody was checked out for the holidays. And I always like to, you know, just remind us all that we have these amazing bodies and that they're really cool and amazing and phenomenal and that we can create a lot with our bodies if we include them in our awareness and in creation, and if we are willing to receive from them and be a gift to them and be a gift to the planet and to each other with our bodies. And you know, this topic isn't only about our bodies, but I definitely want to include that piece today. I actually just walked in my house about, I don't know, an hour or so ago, maybe a little more, from the Choice of Possibilities class in Los Angeles this weekend, which is an Access Consciousness core class that I had the total pleasure of hosting and being part of the creation of. And we had Simone Millicis and Dane here, who are two phenomenal facilitators, doing this class together. And it was 3 days of just, I mean, I've taken this class a zillion times. Like, I couldn't even tell you how many times I've taken it. A lot. And every single time it's completely, completely, completely different based on the questions that people have, what's available to be, you know, to be discovered, to be explored, to be played with, and, you know, just what's going on in the moment, and who's there, and who's asking, and who's facilitating, and what would like to be created. And this class this weekend just absolutely rocked my world. There's just a level of vulnerability that is, you know, for me, I have a pretty constant, ongoing, tenacious demand in my own world to have more and more vulnerability all the time. And to me, it's actually a very pragmatic choice. It's a pragmatic demand. It's a pragmatic request of me and of the universe. Because I know that the only thing that keeps me from creating and having an increasingly phenomenal life is my barriers to receiving what that could actually be. And our barriers show up in all these really subtle ways, like, you know, our minds are our biggest barrier, but they show up in all these little kind of seemingly insignificant ways, or in ways that you wouldn't think or notice you have barriers. And then when you are the demand and the request and the ask in your own world to have less barriers, more vulnerability, it's just amazing what shows up. And and so that's just, it's just always something that I'm asking for more of, because I get to have, we all get to have more awareness. When we have more vulnerability, we have more awareness, like that we can receive more, we can have more awareness. And when we can have more awareness, we actually can create more. Creation really occurs when you're using these amazing tools of Access Consciousness and just the energetics of creation, creating from energy, space, and consciousness rather than from matter and time, like we think we have to do in this reality. When we create from energy, space, and consciousness, we're actually creating with the primary material that creates the entirety of the universe and beyond. And so we're actually aligning ourselves in a way with how creation actually works in the universe, how the earth gets created, how the planets get created, like how big stuff in the universe gets created. We are stepping onto that playground. And the only way that we have access to that space of creation is through awareness. And the only way we have access to greater awareness is by having less barriers, more question, more receiving, more curiosity about what's possible that's beyond anything we've ever imagined before. A greater sense of communion with the universe and with the earth and with ourselves and our bodies and like just consciousness and possibility that gives us this, it literally opens up a universe of creation in a world that is all about limitation. Like this world is all about limitation. It's all about what you can't do, what's not possible, what can't occur. And really just like telling ourselves that we're limited, finite beings rather than creative, brilliant, and dynamic, infinite beings who have the capacity to truly create a life, a reality, a planet, a world that is great and becoming greater all the time. That is the entire purpose of this radio show. This radio show, Creating Beyond Reality, is actually to just put that conversation into the world more of, you know, what if you were not limited? What if you were not, what if you didn't have to stop yourself in any way from what you could create? And what if you could actually truly have the magic and the miraculousness of creation that you be, that is totally unique to you? What if that could actually be available to you, like dynamically? And so when we step onto the playground of just a curiosity that we've never had before, a space of possibility that we've never had before, a wondering about what is possible beyond what we've ever imagined, and the willingness to get mucky and crazy and weird and wacky and chaotic and out of order, and to dive into that space of creation that is the chaos of the universe. That's when our lives actually can really explode and soar into a space of like amazing, phenomenal possibility and creation and whatever it is that you'd like to have. And one of the things that to me is really relevant to this topic of creating from turn on is the more I look into my own world and look at, well, what actually really turns me on? And am I talking about sexually? Yes and no. We'll go more into that, but what lights me up? What actually makes me excited to bound out of bed and start the day and create? You know, what is like this thrum of orgasmic energy that runs through my life that I get to expand more and more all the time if I'm willing to truly show up in the world and create it as a different world every day and create my life as a different life, a different reality every day. And when we're willing to play in that space, there's a level of joy and a level of play and a level of dynamic creation and a level of enthusiasm and also contribution to the world that we get to be, that really creates, like it creates you as a walking, talking space of possibility and contribution, where your very being, you move through the world with your very being changing it, being a catalyst for change, where your presence with anybody or anything actually changes whatever that person or thing is. And how much fun can that be? I mean, that is when I am functioning from that space, it's so much freaking fun. And when I'm not, it's so boring. I've really been seeing that more and more lately in my own life. And so I started this whole thing by talking about this class this weekend, and really it was just this amazing invitation to have less and less barriers and less and less barriers and less and less and less and less, and to actually truly begin to explore a world of deliciousness and aliveness and joy and beauty in our lives and possibility and creation that we've perhaps only dreamed of, or, you know, if that. And one of the things that I've looked at is from my own life lately is it's really interesting. Like, I have a really yummy life. Like, I have a really awesome life, and I've created a lot of amazing things. And in the past 7 years since I've been playing with the tools of Access Consciousness, I've created way, way, way more than I ever have in the rest of my life. And it's just amazing how when we, like, we all, like, so many people that are drawn to these conversations have this kind of insatiable desire for more that we have learned to make so wrong about ourselves. Like, on the part one of this topic in December, part one of the show, one of the main things I talked about was judgment. And, cause judgment actually kills creation. And judgment is one of those things that it's insidious in our world and in our reality. It's what our entire reality has been created upon and based on. And if you haven't, I mean, for me, the conversation of judgment from an Access Consciousness perspective has really changed what I see judgment as. I used to think judgment was more like something that other people did to other people, or that I did to myself. Like, oh, I judge me, I judge others, others judge me, others judge themselves. You know, so kind of a more gross way of looking at judgment. And what I've seen over the years of looking at, like, this being one of the primary conversations that I have with people, is that judgment is this, like, super, it can be very refined in how we use it, and we don't even know we're in judgment. But anything that you've determined to be good or bad or right or wrong or correct or not correct, whether it's how you show up in the world, how you have to be a good person, how you have to be a good parent, good lover, good business person, good whatever you're doing and being, there's these layers upon layers upon layers of these refined, like, subtle judgments that run our world that actually kill that space of turn on. And so I invite you, if you didn't hear part one, to go back and listen to that, because it really, my intention, and it wasn't last week, it was like last month, because I just create like that. I don't do a whole lot of order these days in my life. So it was like over a month ago. And we had a couple weeks where we didn't do any shows. So that was the holiday time and all that. But anyway, go back and listen. It's in the archives. A really cool conversation about judgment and what judgment actually is. And because once you start to actually see how much you're functioning from judgment, it really does open up your world to what else is possible. And once you start to actually function from a space that is beyond judgment, like anything being good or bad or right or wrong. Anything. Because if you're willing to be all energies, any energy that exists in the world, including those energies like evil and horrible and awful and terrible and all that stuff, if you're willing to be those energies, you can receive so much more. Because you can't actually receive anything that you're not willing to be. You can't receive from anybody who is an energy that you're not willing to be. And so it cuts off our receiving really dynamically when we're not willing to be certain energies. And it also, it limits what you can become aware of that you can actually create. So what is creating from turn on? Well, yes. It is creating from a space and choosing from a space and being from a space where you're not actually, you don't function from judgment. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong, which is a tall order and something I'm asking for more of all the time. And then what? You know, then how do we, where do we go from there? And to me, it's about getting into like, okay, so if nothing was wrong, then nothing is actually off limits for your life. Like, you might determine what you can and can't choose, what you can and can't create based on what you've decided is wrong and right. How to be the right, good, perfect, and correct, fill in the blank. And if we don't have that operating in the background, then your choice for what you could actually choose to have as your life becomes massive. Your universe becomes huge and magnanimous and ginormous, like, because now everything is possible and you can start to become aware of, wow, this and that turns, like, there are things that actually turn me on that I didn't even realize turn me on. And then you can actually include those energies in your world and you can start to create from all of you. It's how you get to bring your entire being into the space of creation in a very, very different way than anything that you've ever done before. And so what if the space of creation from turn on is actually a level of total willingness to just fucking play and to go, I'm going to get curious about this and I'm going to choose this and this feels really fun. So I'm going to run in the direction of that. And then if I have to stop and turn 180 degrees, I will, or take a left turn. And then I might have to take a right turn. And then I might have to go up and then I might have to go down and then I might have to spin around. And then it's fun. And that's how we follow the energy. And when you follow the energy of creation and you're in a constant conversation with the universe of, hey, now what, you know, what can I choose now? It is this super lit up space. But whenever you bring the judgment in of like, ooh, that I can't do, that I can't be, that I can't have, you kill creation and you actually kill the turn on. If you've ever been in bed with somebody having sex and judgment comes into the arena, you know, somebody's judging themselves or feeling shameful or guilty or, you know, regretful or shy or they're judging you because you're too whatever, it kills it. It absolutely kills it. And so apply that to the rest of your life, because you as a creator, like, what if creation could be quite like this play of, like, this sexual play with the energies of creation and the energies of the universe, where you get to explore and receive and relax and expand? What if creation could be like that? So, I wonder. That excites me. I wonder where we're going to go next. We are at our first break, so we're going to pause for just a moment, and we'll be back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh my goodness, where are we going to go from here? So it's just funny. I've been like chatting with people while we were on the break. There's like 10 things I want to say right now. So welcome to my world. So somebody messaged me and said, I want me some sexual play with the energies of creation in the universe. I think I kind of left you guys on that little cliffhanger there when we went to the break. Yeah, well, lucky for you, I'm like so raw today that I'm actually willing to talk about that on the radio. I'm actually kind of willing to talk about anything on the radio. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but I actually don't really care because it turns me on. So I'm going to get all turned on. I'm going to turn myself on today. I am actually already turning myself on by what I'm talking about. So how much more can we more fun can we have with this? So what is that sexual play with the energies of creation in the universe? I mean, whoo, baby. Like, yeah. And that's the thing is like creation, the conversation of creation is so, it's fascinating to me and truly my favorite conversation to be having in so many different ways, which is why I talk about it all the fucking time. That's why I have a radio show about it. So I have a whole, business around it. Because to me, it's like if I'm not creating, I'm actually shriveling up. Like I literally, it's like death and boredom. It's like create or die, basically. There was actually a class called that years ago that Gary Douglas did, the founder of Access Consciousness, create or die. And truly, that's my point of view. To me, life is incredibly fucking boring unless I'm creating. And unless I'm also out creating myself every day. So not just creating, but actually like dynamically upping my game and stepping up what I'm creating and what I'm being as I create every day. Now, what is creation anyway? To me, it's just the exploration of the sort of cutting edge of possibility, the exploration of what is possible, like having birthing realities, creating realities that have not existed yet, that we've been told are not possible or can't exist, but going to what it is that I know, the possibilities that I am aware of, going to that and choosing that and using all of the tools and all of my awareness that I have to create it. And it's not a, you know, like it's not for the faint of heart in a way. And creation can look, you know, this is just my take on this conversation in this 10 seconds. Like tomorrow I would probably say something totally different. But the thing is that to me, that is creation. So I can create from turn on, but creation is also something that turns me on. And so when I'm not creating my life and I'm not on that cutting edge conversation of what else is possible that I've never considered and what can I do and be today to create it, to bring it to fruition right away, I'm killing my own turn on. Like I'm stagnating my own, like the force of creation that I be as an infinite being. And the thing that I love about this is, you know, we, every single one of us has an awareness of possibility that, we really don't, that is so not the dominant conversation in our world. Like it actually is quite the opposite, you know? And so, but your awareness is your greatest wealth, truly your greatest wealth. Your awareness and your being is your greatest commodity, your greatest wealth, because it allows you, if you are willing to harvest and receive the brilliance that you be as an infinite being, like the only you that has ever existed, and that ever will, like the only, like you are so unique as a being, and you have awareness of possibility that nobody else on the planet has. And my take on this is that we're here on this planet at this time to actually create a different world and a different reality, but you can't actually do that if you're following somebody else's deal. Like if you're following somebody else's agenda or you're following somebody else's awareness, you have to include your awareness and the possibilities that you know are real and true for you. And the thing about that is that we oftentimes really, one of the ways that we negate that and separate from our awareness of possibility is by telling ourselves that we're crazy. And I did that for a long time. And one of the areas that I've been really looking at lately is sex and relationships. I took this fucking amazing class in September, the sex and relationship class. I can't remember the exact title of it because it was long and cool. But it was an Access Consciousness class with the founders of Access, Gary Douglas and Dane here. And it completely rearranged my entire relationship reality and changed everything I was looking at and helped me to realize that I was getting bored with my relationship, and it had stagnated to something that wasn't fun. It wasn't creative. It was just sort of was. And that's what happens with relationships in this reality, is it's relationships in this reality are actually created to sort of create an endpoint, like a predictable reality and a finite, solid outcome, rather than a future of possibilities where when like what's really exciting to me about relationships now, as I look more and more at this area of my life, and what turns me on about the topic of relationships, and this can be, you know, romantic relationships, but it can also be just the relationships that we have with people in our lives. What really turns me on about this conversation at this point is actually the possibility that if I was actually to have like a great relationship, like a phenomenal relationship with anybody, is one where creation is at the fore. Like truly, there's a space of creation that I have with whoever that person is, whether it's a romantic, you know, or my children, or, you know, people that I work with, whatever, where the, like, our energies brought together create something that is 20, 25, 50, 100 times greater than what we could create on our own. And this is something that I had no idea was running the show for me, which is just this. I had this point of view in my world. I didn't even realize it, that I really did just have to kind of do it alone. And I've been looking at that and taking that apart freaking dynamically in the past couple months, and seeing where I've created my relationships, all of them, you know, based on this point of view that it would just be sort of easier if I did it by myself. Like life would be easier. I don't have to count on anybody. I don't have to rely on anybody. I don't have to get too vulnerable to actually receive from somebody in a way that might just rock my world, but could also disappoint me, you know. I could sort of maintain this comfortable distance, which we've talked about a little bit on this show, like this separation, this distance that allowed me to just stay in a comfort zone of, no, I've got this covered. I've got this life and living thing covered. And I can do my business on my own. I can do my life on my own. And even like my relationship is a long distance relationship. So, you know, interesting creation there to go, yeah, no. And I don't even need to have this person in my life on a daily basis. And we'll just see each other when we can. And so as I've started to take that apart, it's been, whoa, incredibly dynamic and edgy and uncomfortable and all kinds of things. Because I'm asking myself to step up to a level of vulnerability that I haven't been willing to have before. A level of receiving of other people that I haven't been willing to have before. And what does that have to do with turn on? To me, actually, it has everything to do with turn on, because what turns me on is actually challenging myself to receive more, to receive greater, to be in communion with myself, with creation, with the universe, with other people, in such a way that a greater reality is birthed truly every moment of every day through my interactions with people and my creations with them. That freaking turns me on. And what happened to me is I went to this 4-day class, sex and relationship class, and literally just took my whole fucking world apart. And I came home and I just looked around and I went, wow, my life is pretty stark. Like, it's like I have an amazing life and I'm not lit up in the way that I would really like to be, in the way that I know that I can be. I'm not like, there's a level of aliveness and there's a level of turn on, like juicy, yes, kind of energy with creation and living and how I create my home and how I am with my kids and who I have in my life. And, you know, there was just this real, like I was aware of that there was something that was really missing there. And I just started to look at it and go, you know what? that doesn't actually work for me. And sometimes it's just this, you know, we have to have these, we don't have to. I mean, it's definitely a very courageous choice to have those kinds of conversations with ourselves. Because we don't actually, I mean, you got to be willing to take shit apart. Like, you have to be willing to really, like, sort of deconstruct your life in a way, which I've been doing in certain ways, like, and it looks like all kinds of things. Like, it doesn't look like I, you know, would think that it would. But it's this space of going, no, if I really woke up every single day so excited and alive and dynamically lit up and like overjoyed to create what it is that I would really like to have as my life, and like willing to create beyond this reality and willing to include my body and like the juiciness of having a body and having a body that gets turned on by certain things, not just sexually, but just by, you know, being outside and having amazing food and beautiful, like a beautiful space and beautiful people in my world. If I actually was really choosing that as my life every day, what would I actually be creating? What would I actually be choosing? If it wasn't about doing it, handling it on my own, but it was actually about creating a space of joy and possibility that is beyond anything I've ever chosen before, what would that be like? What would that be like? What could I actually have as my life? What could I actually create as my life? And so my exploration of those energies and like the possibility that I've all, so what's been happening is I'm actually beginning in a way to just start to uncover these possibilities that I have been aware of for my life and for relationships and for creation and for what my business could be and all of that, that I really had brushed under the rug many, many years ago as, well, that isn't actually possible. It's not possible, or it's also sort of dangerous territory. Like, I could get hurt there. I could get disappointed. Like, if I really had a life that was that fabulous and I lost it somehow, or I lost the people in it or whatever, it could be really devastating. So I'm just going to save myself from that, you know, altogether. Now, this has all been totally unconscious, kind of running in the background stuff. But it is, that's the stuff that kills, it's that kills the turn on that we can create from. It kills the creation, it kills possibilities. And it actually stops us from asking for what we would truly, truly like to have, which is something for a lot of us probably that is quite different than anything that we've ever seen in this reality. And then you have to set out, you know, to create it and set out to explore, you know, what is this actually? What is this for me? What does it look like today? It's going to look different tomorrow. It's going to look different next week, next month, next year. That's not a problem, especially if you're not, you know, devoted to the creation of a solid future. If you're excited to create a future that hasn't existed before, then you don't have to worry about what is going to happen next week or next year. It will show up. If you're creating the future will get created. Now, what space do you want to create the future from? From impossibility, from limitation, from, well, this is good enough. You know, I've got great people in my life. I've got a great world. It's cool. You know, or from actually what would cause you to have a space of orgasmic living that is beyond this reality. And you have to be willing to be crazy in this reality to live from that space. Like, you really do have to be willing to be crazy to have that much joy and possibility in your world. So what would that be like? And just want to invite you to ponder that. We're going to take our second break and come back shortly. And in the meantime, I wonder, what would that be like?
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel, VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're on Creating Beyond Reality Radio, talking about creating from turn on. We're opening cans of worms over here. That's definitely what this conversation was in my life, and yet has been freaking amazing, amazing, amazing with what is showing up in my world. There's a level of trust that you have to have for you and what is true for you and what you know and what you desire to create from this space that is truly a gift to the world and also a totally different energy in the world and something that rocks the world. So, you know, I just look at it and I go, gosh, you know, if everybody or lots and lots and lots of people were creating from this space of turn on, like what makes them so lit up to be alive and to be on the planet and to play in this amazing, on this amazing earth. Like we have so much beauty and yumminess available to us and pleasure and hedonism available to us. And it's a gift when we choose that as our lives. It's a gift when we create that as our lives. It's actually one of the energies that really changes the world. And so what if everything that you've ever bought about, you know, hedonism and pleasure and turn on as being like a, you know, sort of a what's the word I'm looking for? Like a non-necessity in your world, like just an energy that is like, you know, there, but not, well, I mean, most people actually buy those energies as being completely wrong. So everywhere that you've bought it is wrong. Let's just give that one up. But even just sort of a non-necessity of like, well, no, I need to, you know, take care of my family. I need to make money. I need to, you know, take care of my body, be healthy. But for so many of us, that is just so mediocre. And quite, it is that energy that kills creation. Like it kills, you know, when we're functioning from like the day to day, just making shit happen, you know, like doing our thing that we've always done. It's like a destruction of our being, because your being wants to fly and create and be lit up and excited and have fun and enjoy, and your body too. Like it's a destruction of your body as well. Like your body actually is this amazing sensate organism that is here to partake of the beauty of the physical reality. And so many people from, you know, various spiritual conversations or religious conversations or whatever, it's like the body gets negated. But when your body is turned on and humming with sexual energy and sexualness and aliveness, you are a level of joy and creation that is unstoppable in the world. And you actually are a contribution to the world that is so beyond this reality. So what would it be like if you could actually give yourself and the world the gift of that? The gift of you having a super lit up life, a super lit up life. And you might be listening to this and going, well, that sounds great, but I have no freaking idea even where to start. And I would just say, start with, well, you know, if you haven't listened to part one, listen to part one or go back and listen again, where we really dig into the judgments that stop us from having the awareness of what would actually be fun for us. Because that's, if you've got heavy duty judgment functioning in your world as to like what you can and can't choose, that's going to actually, you won't even be able to have the awareness of what would be fun for you. Like the exploration of what would be fun, what would it be like to create from turn on? What would it be like to have an energy of sexualness and sexual aliveness and juicy, orgasmic, lit up energy, you know, pulsing through my world and my body every day? You won't even begin to know what that is for you if you have a level of judgment in your world that basically stops you from having the awareness of what is possible. So get rid of the judgment, whatever you do, like wherever you're judging you, what you can choose, what you can't choose, like based on the people in your life and what you need to do for this person and that person, and how you need to show up for this person and that person, and how you can't show up for this with this person and that person, and how you can be and how you can't be. Like all of that is such a destruction of possibility. What if you being lit up in your life and turned on in the creation of your life was the greatest gift that you could be to the people around you? And they may not agree with that. They may not receive it or perceive it as that, but what if that's irrelevant? Like, what if the people in your life actually, I mean, they'll either stay or go, you know, based on what works for them. But you can't control that. And the way that one of the most dynamic ways we limit ourselves and what we can choose and what we can create is, well, I have to stay in this particular box for this particular person, or these people, or, you know, whether it's your children or your partner or your like your parents, your family, your coworkers, your colleagues, whatever, your friends. We all tweak how we show up in the world based on that. And it's such an unkindness to us and to our bodies and to what's actually possible. So what if you just started to get curious about, hey, what is, if you could have anything, anything as your life, truly anything, if your life could look any way in a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, what would you have it? How would you craft it? What would you ask for? If you could have a super turned on body all the time, life and living. And I don't mean like walking around, like ready to have sex all the time, you know, although you could have that too, if that would be fun for you. But turned on by the planet, receiving the energies of the earth, contributing to the earth, like, you know, lit up by other people and other bodies and contributed to by other people and other bodies. Like I know for me, being outside, being in the woods is a huge source of turn on in a particular way that lights up my body and brings my body and my whole life and living alive. That's creating from turn on. And then, you know, a lot of times I've talked about this a lot on my show where I'll go for a hike or go for a run in the woods and come home and it's like, boom, like there's a space of creation that opens up in my world that is so dynamic. And that is creating from turn on as much as it is to go, if I was creating an orgasmic day today, what would I create? And that might include sex. Like, well, who could I have sex with today? Wouldn't that be fun? You know, or who could I add to my life to have sex with that would create a different reality? You know, so all these things that just start to crack open the vaults in our own world of what we've tucked away and hidden away and cast out of our reality as to what could not actually be, you know, what we couldn't actually have, what we couldn't actually ask for. And as I, you know, as I look at this in my own life and in my own relationships, it's like there's a bit of a free fall going on, you know, right now. And I get that that's just a space of creation that I can step into and claim and own and acknowledge. And there's also just a space of like, wow, like the gift that I am being to me by being willing to have a greater space of possibilities in my world. Nobody, there isn't a single person that I need to show up to meet me where I'm choosing to go in my life with this conversation. Like I'm really choosing to take this on and play. It doesn't depend on anybody choosing. I don't depend on anybody choosing it with me, whether that's in a relationship or in my, like in any relationship. So romantic relationship, sexual relationship, work relationship, you know, any sort of partnership or family or whatever. Like I actually don't require anybody in particular to meet me here. I get to meet me here. I get to set out as the source for the creation of these energies in my world that allows everything to expand. And there may be people that I come across that want to play, you know, and I know there will be because that's how this whole thing works, you know. But it's not about now I need to find people that will do this with me. It's like, no, I can choose it and I can create it and I can have it and I can be it. This has been a really different show for me. Thank you so much for being here with me and playing with this very different conversation. You know, it's just, I would love to see the world. I would love, for one, to see happy bodies on the planet. There are not very many of those. And happy bodies make a huge difference in everything. And I would also love to see part of happy bodies is just happy people, like people that are excited to play and to create on this playground. And what would it be like? You know, what would it be like if we were all really, really lit up by our lives every day, like really joyful and alive and turned on by our lives and creating from that space and creating things that increase and expand that space every day. What would that be like? I would love to see that as the world. And so I'm going to be having more of these conversations. I'm actually starting a round of sex and relationship energy polls coming up very, very soon, where we're going to be doing more of this. I don't have a link to give you right now. But I also am starting a brand new newsletter around this topic, that around sex and relationships and creation. And if you'd like to receive videos, emails, inspirations from me, you can go to heathernichols.com/sex and relationship. And be added to that list and get updates and juicy tidbits that are only for you. So join me there. And I hope you guys have a beautiful day. And keep choosing what's going to be fun for you. And I'll see you next week for more.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.